What the hell?
Well, it must be the groundskeeper. Well, if he is, he's out of uniform. Hey, you there! What are you doing there?
Just passing through.
Nobody said you could play through. Get off my hole.
Oh, Frank, he said he was passing through.
You're not even a member. Look at the way he's dressed, for Christ's sake. Would you get off my golf course?
I am.
Go back the way you came.
Frank, listen, I don't like the looks of this guy. Leave him alone, will you?
Listen, what am I paying my fucking dues for? This is my golf course. If I want to play here, I will play here. You understand? If he gets hit with my Titleist, that's his fucking problem.
Don't yell at me. I'm just here playing with you, for Christ's sake. That's the ball. Four! Five!
Raymond, whoa.
What the hell are you trying to do? Kill me with a golf ball? Is that enough? You got all these beautiful acres fenced in for your little game? But you gotta kill me with a golf ball? You should have children playing here. You should have families having picnics. You should have a goddamn petting zoo. Instead, you got these stupid electric carts for you old men. Nothing better to do?
Frank, what's wrong, Frank? Frank, are you okay?
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Oh, my God! I gotta get some help!
What's wrong with you?
Help!
Your heart?
Help!
Something's wrong with your heart?
Help!
What can I do?
Help!
Pills? Where are your pills? Well, I guess you're out of luck, aren't you? Your little cart's going to drown. Now, aren't you sorry you didn't let me pass through your golf course? Yeah. And now you're going to die wearing that stupid little hat. How does it feel?
Yeah, word is that we should not discuss politics or religion. Everybody took a major shit on that. They said that was really boring and we shouldn't talk about it.
So I'm going to talk about it for the next 25 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should listen to what our audience says.
Our audience can say a lot of things. And all seven of them, they can just keep their opinions to themselves.
At hockey the other day, actually I think it was last week, one of the guys on the team, I would tell you who it is, but I don't know his name. I don't know any of those fucking, most of the people on our team now, I have no idea who the fuck they are. But
isn't it your team?
Well, not really. Used to be. I mean, I play goal, I show up, but I don't like talk to them or anything.
Yeah, well, they suck.
The Thursday team is, I don't know any of them anymore. But anyway, so dude goes to the bathroom, and he's in the bathroom taking a piss, and a little kid opens the door and yells in, "If anybody's in here, you suck dick!" And then left. And so he's like, I was mid-piss, and when I went out there was, you know, a shit ton of kids out there, and I didn't know which one of them to grab. But the kid just opened the door and yelled, "If anybody's in here, you suck dick!" I thought that was awesome. And that was really all there was to that story. I just thought it was funny.
The many adventures we have. Was that at the Madison or the Cave?
That was the Cave.
Isn't that place is goddamn awesome. It's like hockey but only populated with trailer trash.
All right, here's the email I got. Six sucked ass. I don't want to listen to you fat homos talk about religion and politics for the last 20 minutes.
What asshole said that?
That was Hewitt.
Hewitt?
Yeah.
Well, Hewitt's an ass.
Well, he was bummed out because Jesse wasn't there because he wants to fuck him.
Oh, well, I guess he's just going to have to get his,
I think you should call Hewitt and pretend to be Jesse and see if we could get some phone sex going.
Oh yeah, like hey baby, I'm gonna lick your penis.
Do you have a Jesse impression? Could you do a Jesse?
I don't have an impression of anybody I can do ever. My voice sounds the same no matter who I try
to be. He left a message, too. He was very passionate about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here, I'll play his message. Yeah, he was really pissed that we were talking about him having a man crush on Jesse.
Right, man crush on Jesse? You fucking retarded. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Jesse's a funny dude. And that's it. Actually, that was kind of funny. But you know what? Both of you can go fuck yourselves anyway.
I don't have a man crush. You guys are silly.
Look, guys, he's just a talented man. I just like watching him, like, through his bedroom window, and I like playing with myself while I'm doing it. But that doesn't make me gay. You're homeless for thinking about it. Yeah! All you do is talk about balls and dicks and shit.
You gotta do your Jesse impression, see if you can get some phone sex going. Say, hi, this is Jesse.
You idiot, he has caller ID on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to answer because you're calling him.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want to talk to me, does he?
No, he doesn't like you. You, made him view his gayness. See, look at that shit. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Nick, good.
Yeah, we might have to, you know, if he calls back, we'll have to...
He's going to throw a fucking rock through your fucking...
Well, yeah, he sent an email and made a phone call. And then after that, you know, me and Jesse said something about how we'll give the first person, or the best call, a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, and I want my fucking t-shirt. So, yeah.
You should have Jesse autograph it.
I wonder if he'd prefer having, like, a autographed photo of Jesse with his shirt off.
Ooh, and little man pants on.
When I listen back to these, we say, like, faggot and stuff a lot. Do you think that's bad? Should we...
No.
It's kind of... We do talk a lot about...
Yeah, but we don't talk about gay people. We call people faggots. We say the word faggot.
Yeah.
We talk about dicks. But we don't talk about gay people.
Yeah.
It's not like we, like, talk about...
Except Nick.
Yeah, well, there's Nick. But he's still in the closet, so I don't think that counts. Like, you can't really, get offended if you are gay and you're in the closet. You can't really be offended. Like, oh, fags. All of them. I'm not like that. Yeah. I like pussy. I like the puss. You're all faggots.
Yeah. Well, this kind of ties in to... That Owl City song won't go away. Do you know what song I'm talking about? The Fireflies song?
No.
It's the single gayest song that has ever existed in any form of media. And my question was, it's a huge hit. And I mean, I think that, ultimately, I think that the only people that listen to it are girls. I can't imagine a dude rocking Owl City in their car.
Also, like Shinedown.
No, Shinedown. No, this is like...
Shinedown is fucking little girl music.
This is, no, pure, just super gay... You remember that, that Steal My Sunshine song? Steal My Sunshine, boom, 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 boom. You don't remember that one either?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I'm talking about Owl City. If I have to, I'll look that up, too. But my question was, the whole Owl City James Blunt thing... Ultimately, if you were an actual musician and you worked really hard to be a great musician and you just weren't making it, would you... This is that Owl City song. Have you, it's pretty fucking good. Just wait till you hear... This is the chorus. Wait till they get back to the other chorus. What the fuck?
This is a huge song.
It's a huge song. So yeah, my question is, if you're a musician and you've worked really hard to be a decent musician enough to get, like, and you're putting out albums and just nobody's buying them, would you bring yourself to put out a piece of shit like that, knowing that you'll be a one-hit wonder that sells millions of copies and you'll be able to live off that one shitty song? Or are you proud enough to try to make it with a decent song? Like the James Blunt
thing.
Well,
look, we're all whores.
I mean, that James Blunt, that, you're beautiful. You remember that one? I mean, that guy's never going to have another song ever.
Of course not, never.
But he did have that one. And do you think that he's fine with that one? Or do you think that he's like, man, I sold my shit and I'm just a joke now?
Gee, which would be better in your eyes? Living on the streets forever, burning rats to stay alive, or being a whore for like a half hour in a recording studio?
And living off of it forever.
Yeah. If they're gonna, if they want me to sing goofy ass little lyrics, the same quality that you can get in any fucking like 13-year-old girl's diary, then yeah, I'll fucking do it.
I guess what I'm asking is, would you rather be Nickelback or like, what's a band that has been sort of successful but not really?
Oh shit. What is that band?
Okay, we'll say Nonpoint. They've never really had like a big song, but people, I mean, they've been played on the radio before. They don't have millions of dollars. They probably just tour like crazy, but they're around. Would you rather be Nonpoint and not completely sell out, or would you rather be shit but have millions and millions of albums sold?
Well, I'm not really an artist, so...
So you're fine with the million dollars?
Yeah, I guess
ultimately it's a job, and you do jobs to make money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, we can't all be...
The thing with Nickelback is just kind of become synonymous with people shitting on them now. Who buys Nickelback albums?
13-year-old girls?
The only people that I know that say anything about Nickelback, it's always negative, and yet they sell out, you know, tours, and they're always at the top of the, you know, album sales charts and stuff. How is that even possible?
Well, people thought Avatar was a deep, moving movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's gonna be fucking idiots. There's no getting around idiots. And sometimes these idiots have somehow found a way to market whatever marginal skill they have into something that, you know, makes them money, and they have disposable income, and then they fucking make babies, and then those little fucking twallops, they go around and they fucking get, you know, Nickelback CDs, and they buy the Avatar tickets 4 and 5 times.
So you just gotta find your market and go with it, and if that market is stupid people, well then stupid people have money too.
Yeah, I mean, look at the fucking ShamWow and the fucking Snuggie.
I have a ShamWow, those things are awesome.
You have a ShamWow?
I got the thing of them, yeah. I didn't get a Snuggie, though. I bought my grandma one for Christmas, but I did that as a joke more than anything.
It's a fucking robe.
It's a backless robe. Yeah.
It's a backless robe. That's all it is.
It's like a hospital gown, is what it is. Yeah, it's warm.
You know what? Technically, it could still be a robe.
If you just turned it the other
way. Yeah, you just turn it the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
What fucking... Jesus Christ, people. Fuck, God damn it. Ah, fuck!
Are you angry?
I'm angry.
Have you been watching any of the Olympics?
I watched Team USA Women's just utterly fucking face rape China and Russia.
Are you talking about the hockey?
Yeah. God.
I was watching.
They just ran through them. It was like an adult male just found a toddler, grabbed it by its legs, and bashed it up against walls for an hour, over and over again, and then they said, oh, time's up! Like, oh, damn it, that's my hour.
Wow,
okay, well, bye.
Women's hockey's hard to watch. I was watching it the other day. I was watching, who was it? It was Russia and, I don't remember. Russia and somebody not that great. And then they went over to women's for a while, and it was China versus somebody. And it's just... I don't even know why they televise it, because it's just so awful.
It's just unwatchable unless it's Team USA. Not because I'm a big Team USA fan. Like, oh, go USA.
You just like watching them
race
people?
I just like watching a one-sided ass-beating. Do you remember that movie with Denzel Washington where he was the coach of this, like, newly unsegregated team?
Remember the Titans.
Yeah. You know what that movie was about? The actual Remember the Titans, the Titans team? When the black coach was eventually hired on that team, they had been desegregated for years, and they never came close to a loss. Like all the like where you say, oh, they were within so many points.
Is that so? Basically, that's another one of those movies where, you know, the black guy comes, the black, like in The Longest Yard. I mean, they were awful until the black guys came and saved the day.
Exactly.
Hey, we're the superior athletes. We're here.
Yeah, but the actual like story, the actual events was this desegregated team one day hired a black guy to coach them and then ran around handing out ass beatings.
Yeah.
That was the story, and apparently Disney didn't think that nobody would want to watch one-sided ass beatings for an hour and a half.
So they made it like, oh, well, they
came closer. Like, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. They ran around just handing out ass beatings. Like, the miracle...
Wouldn't it be great if they just made that movie? They just made... Remember the ass beatings. It's just like a whole movie of... The darkies coming in and winning games 50-4.
Yeah, the entire...
Oh, damn it, they got a field goal.
Like, not even close, just, like, running through bastards. Like, they can still have all, like, the subplot where they have, like, oh, well, the other teams, they didn't like the blacks. Like, okay, have that. And then they get run over like a fucking diesel truck going through a whole herd of squirrels, just running them over in a fine red and brown mist.
Squirrels.
Just flowing out the back like it was just running over water, except for there's no water in front. It's all squirrels, and in the back, instead of water, it's just red shit.
I didn't follow any of that. Could you repeat that?
No.
Well, ultimately, what bothers me about the Olympics is when you're watching all the countries competing, all of their flags are so unoriginal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, France has vertical stripes, red, white, blue. Then Yugoslavia has the same flag, only horizontal.
Yeah.
So it's the same fucking thing. And then fucking Luxembourg and the Netherlands have the same thing, only they just changed the shade of blue. They're like, oh, okay, well, you got red, white, and blue stripes. Well, we have red, white, and light blue stripes.
Yeah.
And the freaking color spectrum is pretty vast. I mean, you can put lots of colors.
The flag colors are supposed to represent something, and the thing is, they represent the same thing on every flag.
It's dumb, though. And fucking Liberia, those lazy bastards.
I know.
Oh, God. Does Liberia even have an Olympic team? I was just...
Well,
when I was researching what I was talking about.
Fucking winter.
Yeah.
Liberia doesn't have winter. It has rape camps.
Jamaican bobsled team. But yeah, they were freed as slaves, and they went over to Africa, and they were like, well, fuck you guys. We're America, only we're too lazy to put the other 49 stars on there. We're just going to put one big one.
Exactly.
Done.
Okay. Here's our charter.
But I mean, like,
we all got a club now.
If you started the United States of Napier,
yeah,
what would your flag be? Tell me it wouldn't just be boring stripes. Tell me that you would do something amazing with your... Like if the dildo-burning field became its own country...
Yeah.
I mean, if we just got so efficient that they just said, we can't contain you in these United States, you are now a sovereign nation.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a flag. Go.
A man holding his butthole open and shitting out the word freedom.
So would it be a white flag with a dude shitting and then the words would be brown, I guess?
No, the words would be, can't have brown coming out of somebody's butthole.
Why? That's what color
it comes
out of your butthole.
No, it'll be a...
Like an olive green?
Yeah, like an olive green symbolizing the olive branch.
Yeah, that's... Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can still see the ball sack, and the ball sack represents amazing.
Oh. Is the ball sack got its own color? Is it?
No, just a ball sack.
Just a ball sack.
Yeah, and, you know, there's, you know, the scrotes there, and then the chode, like right above it.
Yeah.
And the chode represents struggle.
Yeah,
with
as
burning dildos.
I understand. Yeah,
that's gay. What would your flag be?
It would be... Oh, fuck a flag. I'll just do a couple different colored stripes. Why not?
Well, that's... you were just bitching about all those other motherfuckers...
I know.
...being uncreative and unoriginal, and then the moment you get the chance to be creative and original, you say, like, oh, fuck it, we're just going to make stripes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just so busy with the rest of my country planning that a flag just seems, you know... such a petty thing to...
Yeah, but what are your Boy Scouts going to draw on their, like, little white pieces of paper during the summertime when it's time to go out and shoot the 22s?
I gotta write my, like...
Oh, God!
Constitution of Mike-ness, and I gotta, you know, delegate responsibilities to, you know, all of my Mike underlings. A flag just seems like such a boring thing to worry about, you know?
That's true. Oh, speaking of underlings, did you see that one show they got on TV about this huge vagina clown car lady who has 18 fucking kids?
Oh, that's where you were going with that, the vagina clown car. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You son of... You unprofessional fuck!
Oh, my God, the phone's ringing.
Who is it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, shit, is it Nick?
No, Nick would call my... Should I answer it? What do we do?
I don't know.
We've never encountered this before.
Oh, this conversation just got really strange because, in fact, I am pregnant with cakewalm.
Yeah? Huh. Some friend? Yeah.
Does her friend, mind if I say pussy flaps?
I don't know.
Should I not say pussy flaps around here? Or cunt hairs.
What other ones you got?
Pussy
flaps, cunt hairs. Those are probably okay.
If she's pregnant, can I push on her belly and collect the mung? I got a plan for this type of glue made out of vagina juice. And you can put that on stamps and lick it instead of the normal stuff that it tastes like. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good day.
I may be retarded for asking this, but what is mung?
Mung is the stuff when you push on a pregnant lady belly that comes out of her vagina.
Really?
Yeah.
Like stuff comes out?
Yeah, if you push on it real good, like kind of squirts out a little.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Huh.
That's what South Park told me.
She can't control it?
Well...
Just kind of comes out?
Well, what if you had eaten a whole bunch of like Thai food... And you had to poo really badly. You were laying down thinking about, man, should I get up and go poo? And some little bastard kid comes over and pushes with all their goddamn might on your stomach.
Yeah, you're going to shit yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. We're getting chocolate cake balls.
I don't want cake balls. I want mochi balls.
I don't know what that is, but...
You'll look up mochi
balls
later.
I know what chocolate cake balls are, and I think I want some.
Next time I come over, we're going down to Mid Rivers.
Why wouldn't they just make a cake?
Huh?
I mean...
Well, maybe they want to be festive.
I mean, cake balls? Why not just make cake?
Because they want it in ball form. Maybe they're having, like, a bachelorette party, like, oh, little testes, wee, and chocolate dicks.
And they're going to throw them at each other?
I don't know. That'll be hot.
Yeah, maybe. Huh. What were we talking about? That just went and fucked everything up.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
We were talking about the lady with the huge, gigantic, gaping vagina who has all those little fucking kids.
Huh.
They're also creationists, and it was awesome, because one day this, the daddy, you know, with the, extra hard load starts talking on this TV channel about how they date rock layers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It was like watching a freight train of failure just go by, like, oh, and he's got 18, 19 kids. Oh, that's awesome. This country is going to be just so much better because of him.
Probably not.
No, probably not. No. Not even a little.
That's awful.
Yeah. There's nothing better than hearing a creationist speak. I just love listening to them. Like, oh, well, did you know that the Earth is only 7,000 years old? Like, no. No, I didn't, because I read my science books when I was little, and you read this book made by goat herders, and the goat herders eventually wrote down a bunch of begats, and that, yeah, good for you, you added up all of those.
talk to the people for a minute. I have to go get my... I wrote a letter to Quincy Jones, and I wanted to read it.
Quincy Jones doesn't give a fuck about what you write.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to actually find his address or anything, so I'm just going to read it and go from there. So just
the internet is not like a big repository. You can't just put it on the internet and he'll read it one day.
Well, no, I'm just going to get... I need to get it off my chest.
What did Quincy Jones do to you?
Shut the fuck up! Talk to the people. I'm going to go get my letter.
I need a segue, man. You son of a bitch!
You can't do anything for yourself.
No, I can't. I'm a child.
You can't do 20 seconds.
Fart, penis, asshole, nipple dicks, shit balls, asshole, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, farty poop fart.
Ready? That's how you answer the phone, generally.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my letter, or should I just skip this altogether?
No, read the letter.
Dear Quincy Jones, I hope that your We Are the World remake was meant for Saturday Night Live as a commentary on how shitty the music of today is compared to 25 years ago. If that is the case, go ahead and stop reading now. If not, I have some thoughts. First off, what the hell is a Justin Bieber? I don't know what it is, and I don't care. It sucks. To even consider for a second that he not only should be given a line in the song, but the opening line is a disgrace. We Are the World, Round 1, Justin Bieber vs. Lionel Richie, Point Original. This jumbled, terrible cover is a disaster. You begin attempting to use the marginally talented sort of singers of today mixed in with a few actual talented people like Old Moonface, Klingon Dingon, and Barbara Streisand. I'll even spot you Pink, and I think I saw fucking Seal in there. But then at a certain point you realize it's all shit anyway, and begin including rap battles and turn it into fucking 8 Mile. We all know Michael Jackson is more talented than his sister, but you... have her toned down so low in her duet, if I didn't see her, I wouldn't know she was there. Why did you do it? God, I can't even...
You wrote the fucking thing.
Yeah, I know, I wrote this thing. It's awful. Why did you do it, Quincy? Why did you murder a perfectly good song? Not since the George Clooney Batman have I seen someone take a bigger shit on its source material. And honestly, what the hell is Jamie Foxx's deal with this whole Ray Charles thing? That dude played Ray Charles in a movie 6 years ago. He didn't even sing. So why are we seeing him do Ray Charles impression? Did you run out of musicians and you needed an actor who played a musician in a movie one time? Is that what it's come to? Why not get Kevin Bacon? He danced to Kenny Loggins songs in a movie once. Or maybe you could get Fozzie Bear or Yukon Cornelius. They had musical numbers in movies. They're just as relevant in the music business as half of those shitheads. What other songs of yours do you intend to ruin, Quincy? Who could fuck up Thriller? Are we so low on ideas that Fergie has to rape Sweet Child of Mine and you have to rape your own shit? Putting words to music isn't so fucking difficult that you need to keep re-recording things over and over again that were fine the first time. We've seen the same shitty movies over and over again. No one has an original idea anymore. Remakes and covers. Is it that hard to come up with an original idea? Here, off the top of my head, Brad Pitt stars in a film about a guy who has such a foot fetish that he'll only date chicks with thumb fingers like the ones Megan Fox has. We'll call it Totally in Love with You. Okay, Quincy, you can produce this one. A giant mutant penguin voiced by Chris Rock swims to America, but he isn't angry and trying to knock down the city like Godzilla or whatever the fuck that thing in Cloverfield was. All he wants to do is be a ballet dancer. A cop uncovers a secret underground society of clown hitmen that use traveling circus as a cover. Bruce Willis stars in Clowny Red Death. Tell me those don't sound better than making another goddamn G.I. Joe movie. Tell your friends in Hollywood to quit remaking fucking Running Man over and over. Give them my number and we can talk. Even if they opt to make Mission Impossible 6 or Ghostbusters 3 or some of their cash in at the expense of the original's memory, at least we can say we tried. Love, Mike.
You know, in
I was angry.
You know, in Ghostbusters 3, Bill Murray dies.
He dies?
Yeah, they already announced it.
Good.
Bill
fuck
Murray
him.
Did. Bill Murray said he wouldn't.
He agreed to do it that way. That's bullshit.
No, he agreed to do it, but the only reason he agreed to do it was because he said, I'm only doing it if I get to be a ghost. So they're killing him off in like the first 5 minutes.
But there's no way
that it'll be as good as the first two.
Oh, no,
so they're
not
cashing in on the name for no reason.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking, they're, oh god,
you know,
it wasn't that I saw that they're remaking another fucking, like, like in the vein of Transformers and G.I. Joe, like, toys when we were kids. They're remaking another, what was it? I don't remember what it was. Shit.
Not Ninja Turtles, they already remade that.
Yeah, they did that a whole bunch of times. Well, what I said about Running Man is fucking true. I've seen Running Man like four times in the last couple of weeks. It's fucking bullshit. Gamer, fucking, that Jason Statham remake of Death Race.
Yeah.
And, what was the other one?
This is why we should write shit down before we do this.
Oh, I was so angry when I saw it. Oh, I don't remember. But they keep making the same bullshit over and over again.
Oh, well, in the future, we kill people on paper.
Oh, Minority Report.
No, it wasn't that. They just keep making the same... And like, remakes and remakes of old TV shows that nobody gave a fuck about. Land of the Lost? Fuck Land of the Lost. Bewitched? Fuck Bewitched. Why do we need all this shit? Can we not... And by the way, that Brad Pitt thing with the toe thumbs,
yeah,
that would totally work.
Oh, of course.
All three of those would fucking
and
work.
Megan Fox can play Megan Fox.
People love penguins.
Oh, yeah. They love Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And
Chris Rock voicing a penguin? Like a giant fucking penguin?
You know, white people love Chris Rock, especially when he talks about white people.
Yeah.
It's true.
What if the penguin talked about white people?
Well, it's going to be Chris Rock. I mean, that's where they're going to go. Oh, Chris Rock's in a movie. Let's hear about white people for the next 30
minutes.
Oh,
yeah, well, when he was the zebra, he was talking about stuff being like crack-a-lackin' or something.
Yeah.
Which stems from, you know, him calling people crackers. And it's like, oh, that's what we expect from Chris Rock. So if he's voicing a fucking zebra, certainly the zebra has stuff to say about white people.
Oh, of course he does. Why shouldn't he?
I don't know.
They're remaking Red Dawn, except for instead of in Red Dawn where it was the Russians, they're going to make it the Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm afraid of a bunch of like
five
and a half foot tall dudes.
Because they're all unoriginal, they don't even have to change the name because they have the same stupid flag pretty much.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I heard it's going to be fucking god awful.
Yeah.
It's going to be like somebody, like Red Dawn, I love guns. And anybody who loves guns, especially the little assault rifle type, like AR-15s and AKs, you love Red Dawn. It's a movie, nothing but AK-47s. And here comes along Red Dawn, the sequel. And you're like,
bought,
oh wow, everything I like is going to be great.
I just
great.
Bought Red Dawn in a two-pack
with
Navy SEALs.
Oh god, Navy SEALs.
Fucking
awesome.
$5 for the two of them. That's $2.50 a movie.
Yeah, but it's, you know, Charlie Sheen.
Fucking Navy SEALs.
It's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I mean, what, are you really going to pay $2.50? I mean, Charlie Sheen, obviously, he's got to get something out of that, isn't he?
I don't know. Do you think that he sees anything from me buying a $5 movie at Walmart? Probably not.
I mean, maybe. I mean,
you never know, but... Yeah, so that letter, you know, I know we don't usually read open letters over our podcast.
What do you mean usually? We haven't even done 10 yet. What do we usually do other than I say puss flaps?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just... I needed to get it off my chest. Did you hear that We Are the World remake?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, is it fucking terrible.
I didn't watch the original We Are the World.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, the original had, like, fucking Kenny Loggins and Bruce Springsteen and Michael Jackson.
Why did we have We Are the World?
Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, fucking... Oh, it was something about Africa and, you know, we needed to feed the Africans or something. I don't fucking know.
Africans have been starving for, like, fucking millennia. And
well, 25 years ago they were starving, and they probably still are. But they made a song trying to get us to change that, and it didn't work. And now, 25 years later, we're going to do it for Haiti so that they can, you know, get more dirt to rebuild their dirt house.
I'm pretty sure that the amount of publicity that's gone into that, if they would have taken all of those dollars that they spent on the
publicity,
yeah, they probably could have built buildings with it.
Probably the airfare to get them all into one place and all that.
I bet you a dollar some of them probably
but
took money from that.
Fucking
they made money off that.
In the middle of the fucking song, they have Jamie Foxx there do a Ray Charles impression to do Ray Charles's part from the original. And it's like, dude, you played that fucking guy in a movie a long time ago. You're not Ray Charles. Fuck you. What relevance do you have today as a musician if all you can do is play a guy that you played in a movie one time?
I think he tried to put out an album one time. I don't think it sold very well.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but he sang as him.
Yeah.
And this, he sang as Ray Charles. He did a Ray Charles impression. He even did the little waggy waggy sideways head bob thing that Ray Charles did. He was doing a Ray Charles impression. He wasn't singing as him, which he has put out albums as him. He was doing a Ray Charles impression, and it angered me a lot.
Oh, who was that one guy that played with Jackie Chan in those fucking movies?
Chris Tucker?
Yeah, you know Chris Tucker and Michael Jackson, didn't they do a song on his like last
album? I think you're
album?
Missing the point.
Yeah, but technically, if you want to get technical, Chris Tucker has at least done a song with somebody successful. They could have just got him.
Yeah, but he didn't even do a song with Ray Charles. He played Ray Charles in a movie.
Yeah. And that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid. See, now I'm all worked up. Now I can't even get you into... I mean, the whole point is to try to get you to start saying...
No, I keep hearing shit downstairs.
Yeah, there's some action going on down there.
Should I hold off the puss flaps?
Puss flaps?
Yeah.
Are you talking about, like vaginal lips? What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Puss flaps.
Oh.
You know, it's the part that when they get old, they kind of droop down.
Yeah.
And they kind of look like empty nut sacks.
18 kids would probably do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that poor woman's vagina a little bit earlier.
Wow. Talk about it.
Okay. So, you know how, in the 80s, they had the slip and slide?
Yeah.
I bet they shoot out of her like a goddamn cannon.
You think
like, oh, honey, it fell out again. Put it back in. It's not done baking.
Do you think that, like, she just, craps one out, like, on her way to the store and puts
it in? Well, the thing is, I looked at a picture of her. She's not that fucking old.
Yeah.
And she has 18 of those little bastards.
Did she have a lot of twins? Did she have a bunch at one time?
No, they didn't. I don't think she had a bunch at one time. Wow. They're like little fucking stepladders. Just like over and over again. It's like, ugh.
Jesus. She's like, oh, well, I'm not pregnant anymore. Let's fuck. Let's get going again.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? Look, ladies, I know you only got like a certain amount of eggs in you.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking use all of them.
Yeah.
There's no, look. There's no point.
Skip one every now and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, some of those are supposed to go to the landfill, ladies. You don't just like, oh, I better use it or Jesus will cry. The baby angels won't take my husband's sperm to leave it into my fucking stink crevice as often as they used to.
I'll be damned.
What the fuck is up with crazy goddamn evangelical Christians?
I have no idea.
I don't understand this shit. What
can't talk about religion.
I can talk about whatever I want. I'm a goddamn adult.
We were told, no religion, no politics.
By who?
The people.
What people?
All
who listens to this?
I have no idea. No religion,
you
no
know
politics.
You know who said it, and you're not going to tell me.
Everybody.
Who's everybody?
The midget and Toby and...
Who the fuck is the midget in Toby?
Jesse even said, hey man, you know, the religion and the politics stuff, that wasn't really all that good. It was kind of boring.
Oh, well, maybe he should come in here and, you know, talk to us
derail
about something.
Us? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can talk about vaginas. Like, oh no, guys, let's not go to that direction.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, okay, well, let's go in that direction then. And then he can say something, and then I can say something. Ooh, when he come back. And then, yeah, then we won't have to talk about religion. But our friend isn't here today.
Yeah.
So we can't. So I guess it's we're gonna. God damn it!
Oh yeah, Chris told me that I can't laugh either.
Why can't you laugh?
My laugh is annoying. He said that it's painful on the speakers when I laugh.
You know what's really annoying? When you fart constantly during our little show.
I farted a couple times already.
I farted a couple times, too.
Yeah.
Awesome, we've reached a new low. We're talking about farts now.
Well, talking about farts is one thing, but talking about our farts that we've already farted.
Well, yeah, we're referring to farts that used to be...
Past farts.
Yeah, past farts. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Laura.
I don't give a rat's
ass. You want to say hi?
This is a goddamn failure.
Yeah,
this is horrible.
We might as well just, you know, throw this one in the trash.
We've had people calling. We've had... We had Mike screw up his own written material.
Yeah, I read my letter and I couldn't even read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Whatever.
This is a mess in here.
Yeah, it is a mess.
You're fired.
It's not even all that messy.
There was more mess when we had the pizza in here.
Where's your hat? You're always wearing a hat.
I have my hat right here.
You're going bald, dude.
I am going bald. Fuck you.
What happened?
Well, you know how I'm always angry and yelling constantly? Apparently,
it has something to do with your hair?
Well, no. It took my hair away. Like, my anger made my forehead... go backwards.
This is Jesse Nager.
Hello. Can I say puss flaps around here?
Well, that went well.
Awesome.
Good job, Nips. So go back to your hair.
Well, she has no idea what's going on right now. She sees two dudes hanging out in a couch, and I just talked about puss flaps.
I put pants on, though. I mean, that's a start.
You don't have to put pants on at your own fucking house.
That's true.
Tell me about your hair. My hair? Oh, well, it's going away because of my anger is scaring it. And it's,
Your hair is retreating?
My hair is retreating from the anger that comes out of my face.
Your hair is retreating from the anger...
Remember we talked about you repeating things?
No, I'm trying to comprehend what you're saying. And it's not registering with me. And so I'm trying to... understand it. Please help me understand.
Okay, I'm angry constantly. Like, what I do for adventure and fun is I get on the internet, I look at YouTube clips, and I find something that I'm passionate about, and I see somebody butt-fucking that fucking passion like a goddamn idiot, swinging his monster dick of stupidity around like a fucking retard trying to get to his apples, and...
Explain... what this passion is and why it angers you.
Okay, I'm on this little website.
Put your hat back on. It's creeping me out.
Fuck you. You can still see it through the crack in the hat.
It's bothering me.
No, you whore.
It makes me feel like we're getting old.
We are getting old. Bobby's balder than I am.
Yeah.
And so's Tom.
Yeah.
And they got a big head. They got more to lose than I do.
And Nick, too.
Yeah.
Nick loses all his hair than Jesse.
And Kevin's going gray, even though Kevin's our grandpa.
I wonder why Nick hasn't called me back. I wanted to have phone sex with him as Jesse.
He probably understood that the only reason you would call him is to talk about his man crush on his friend.
Yeah, no, Nick, if you got to get some Rogaine or something, buddy. If you go bald, then fucking Jesse, there's no way that he'll be interested in you.
And I'm not black, so I can't shave my head, because then I'll look like a fucking...
You've shaved
redneck.
Your head before, and that was more frightening.
I look like Uncle Fester's
situation.
Nutsack.
Uncle Fester's nutsack?
Yeah. It was horrible.
Oh.
I look creepier without hair, and I think God is punishing me because I say puss flaps all the time, and when you say puss flaps, God kills the baby angel.
This is your thing today. I've never heard you say puss flaps before, and all of a sudden...
I say puss flaps
constantly.
You
just have to repeat it over and over again. What's the deal with the puss
cunt?
Flaps?
I say cunt a lot.
But why?
Why?
Do you just... Do you want to shock people? Is that the idea?
Well, yeah. I mean, why else would you listen to this podcast?
To listen to me read letters to Quincy Jones, of course.
You've only done that once.
Well, yeah, but people have been waiting for it all this time.
No, they haven't. When did you say I was going to read an open letter to Quincy Jones?
I didn't, but they thought maybe I would.
Why would somebody think that?
You were going to tell me about your passion.
Okay, some dude on the internet put out this video... and he kept calling the magazine that goes into the rifle a clip, and I fucking exploded. It's not a fucking clip, you goddamn son of a bitch!
Fuck you! Learn the goddamn difference between magazine and clip. They're two fucking different things. Quit referring it to that fucking overused goddamn fucking shit. You son of a bitch whore. Fuck you. Die in a fire. You die, you fuck.
And that was my day. And oh god, I got a headache from that.
That was... Who gives a shit?
No, it's...
No, who gives a shit?
Okay, let's say you're talking about a car, and you keep referring to your steering wheel as the bumper. Would somebody say, that's not the fucking bumper, you son of a bitch! Call it a fucking steering wheel!
So, I mean, did you confront this fellow on the
yes.
internet?
I said, stop calling it a fucking clip, it's a magazine... The rounds go into the magazine with the spring, and a clip clips onto the magazine. And the guy replied back, fuck you, I don't care. So I exploded
well,
at him.
That's the exact right answer.
No,
fuck
it isn't.
Fuck you, I don't care.
No, you care.
No, I don't care.
I care. So I got to yell at him and call him a faggot.
Huh.
Or somebody will say, oh, the Romanian PSL is a Dragunov. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You son of a bitch. It's a big-ass AK. That's all it is. It's not a Dragunov. It doesn't have the shit. There's no fucking gas release valve. You can't change the gas pressure. It's got the, it's got the same clips or, magazine, or,
Maybe what you need to do...
Yeah.
Is learn something, like, learn how to knit or play an instrument or something.
If I did that, it would make it worse. Because then I would look at other people and they knit and like, oh, look at me, this is my first knitting job. It looks like shit! It looks like shit, you're a horrible person!
Because they knit bad?
Yeah.
Is this just like your competitive nature? Or
no, I'm not that competitive.
Are you just like a prick in general?
I'm just, yeah, I'm kind of a dick.
Why are you such a dick? I mean, I'm a dick, but like,
well,
I think that if somebody was talking about, you knew what he was talking about, who cares?
I knew what he was talking about, but it's like a little pet peeve.
You just need
and
to
each
correct,
time I hear him say it.
You need to
it,
correct little things?
Well, yeah. Did I tell you about the time I made a comment to somebody, and it had nothing to do with anything like that. It was about this little jackass saying that we shouldn't eat animals. And I said, fuck you, dude. I'm going to eat all the fucking animals I want.
You should eat more animals to make up for the animals that
well,
he
well, I'm
isn't
pretty
eating.
Sure I do. I'm a big guy, and
yeah,
I like... I just
that's true.
Sometimes I just, you know, buy animal parts and then throw them away. But whatever. so
just throw them in the trash. You know, we used to hang out with a girl that was a vegetarian, and she would order a chicken sandwich at McDonald's, and it had lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise on it. And she would get it, and she would throw the chicken in the trash can. And whenever we went to McDonald's, that's what she would do. And so, I mean, your whatever reason for being a vegetarian is missed on just throwing that poor chicken in the trash.
Well, I guess they just feel better about it because they're not the ones eating it and, you know, the bugs are. But either way, some guy wrote me back and it was in this incomprehensible language of leet speak and fucking dudeisms and shit like that, and I corrected his spelling, his punctuation, and his grammar.
Are you talking about, like, the LOL, U?
Well, no.
The letter U instead of U. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, the letter U instead of U, and then UR instead of UR, or your, and
yeah.
The your was Y-O-U-R, no matter if it was referring to saying you are, like, if it's you are, you put the
it's
apostrophe.
Always just your
as yeah,
in, you
as
know.
As an owning. And
yeah.
I corrected his spelling and his punctuation and his grammar,
and
I sent
to
it
him.
Back to him, and I said, if you're going to write me back ever again, you little fucking child, you fucking speak to me in plain goddamn English, not this bullshit. I looked at his profile. He was 37 years old. I said, you're not a 14-year-old girl in an AOL chat room. You talk to me like a fucking adult, you goddamn child.
You're angry, Napier, today. This is freaking me out.
I haven't been on the internet in a while.
Is this your new job? Are you stressed out? What's
my new
on?
Job makes me wake up at 6 a.m. I don't have time to stay up until 11:30 and reply to these fucking fuckers like I used to. So now I'm all angry, and I got this new job, and it sucks.
You sound like you're like under a lot of stress.
No, I've just
that's why I'm saying more than ever. You need some kind of outlet. You need a hobby or.
I have a hobby. It's guns.
Maybe
bullets.
You need a hobby that doesn't, you know...
I can have a hobby of starting fires.
No, no, no. We're going in the wrong direction here. Maybe we need to get you, like, a scrapbooking kit or something.
Scrapbooking?
Napier, you need something that you can do that you don't think about clips and magazines and guys on the internet spelling stuff wrong.
Oh, yeah, I also argue, sometimes I argue creationism with creationists, and I tell them that they're all dumbasses. And
that's not very constructive.
And evolution, too. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. That's constructive. Oh. I learn things about science.
You learn things about science so that you can cram it back in other people's faces?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Huh. And it makes me feel better about myself because I have a better understanding of the world than some uneducated hick who thinks that Jesus magically poofed everything to existence and made the fluffy bunnies the fluffy bunnies and the turtles the fluffy turtles.
Turtles aren't fluffy.
They can be when you glue fluff to them.
Why would you do that, though?
Because you have a hot glue gun and you ran out of...
Maybe that should be your hobby.
Gluing stuffing onto turtles?
Gluing stuffing on turtles. It doesn't hurt anybody. Makes the turtles look more visually appealing to
what if they
potential
float?
Mates. And you're relieving stress through glue gunning.
But what?
It's a little bit unorthodox, I'll admit. I mean, you know, we could come up with, like, cross-stitching or something like that. But gluing fluff on turtles, I see as being just as good a hobby as anything else. You can't judge. You can't.
I can. I can judge people. I judge people constantly. And so do you, whore.
You're just so angry, though.
I'm not angry.
Let's just...
I'm not angry. I'm passionate.
You are a passionate man, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You're very passionate.
God damn it in hell!
Napier, this is so unprofessional. Didn't I teach you how to put that thing on mute?
Hello.
Oh.
Hey.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're recording.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, I love
dun,
you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, now dun, dun, I think she's dun, angry dun, with dun, me dun, now. Dun,
dun. Why, what'd you do?
I don't know. But she sounded kind of angry.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I was going to get this out, but you got off the phone too quick.
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Why? I hate it when you play these.
Why?
It makes me sad.
I'm not going to play them anymore.
You fucker.
God, this show sucks.
My white balls.
It's not very good.
Oh my God, last week was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's because we had our friend with us that apparently abandoned us.
Yeah, he went to New York.
Did he take Uggle, she Uggles with her?
She Uggles?
Yeah.
No, she's still here. Maybe we should have had her here since,
Oh, but she's too loud. She'll blow up people's speakers.
Yeah, they said that my laugh. God, could you imagine if she was on here?
Oh, my God. It would hurt my brain. But I'd still listen to it anyway because I like Sarah.
You'd listen to it anyway?
Yeah, I would.
What can we do to make this better? Is it just... Should we just abandon ship and...
I don't think so.
I mean,
we should just put this out there.
Just be like...
Look, sometimes you get a bunch, like, shotgun approach. Sometimes you get some winners, and sometimes you get some losers. That's why all the white trash people should have a bunch of kids. Maybe one of them make it in Hollywood.
Well, hello.
Hey.
Doing good.
What's up, Monster Face?
Ha ha ha.
Jesse's not here, so we're recording, and it's going really bad, so we thought that you were the next best thing.
I just got out of the shower.
Oh, well. Well, that's hot.
Like, picked up my phone and you were calling me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was trying to listen to some T-Pain in this mother.
T-Pain in this mother? Oh, well, here,
yeah.
Here. Monster Face is naked. Talk to her. Talk dirty to her.
Sarah, are you naked?
That's not appropriate.
I don't see it being even. We don't have anything inappropriate here. I just got done saying puss flaps.
What is the deal with you and puss flaps?
I like puss flaps.
Okay. No, Sarah. Answer a little bit. Come on.
Napier.
Sarah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Wait.
We tried calling Nick, and we were gonna do some. Napier was gonna do his Jesse impression and have phone sex with him, but he didn't answer the phone. So.
Oh,
Sarah.
To be Jesse and have phone sex with me.
Sarah,
yeah,
Sarah,
Napier.
Sarah.
No, did you hear?
No,
I'm gonna be Jesse. Have some phone sex with her.
Sarah, I got a great idea. You need to call Nick while you're over here. You call Nick and you tell him to back off your goddamn Kool-Aid. tell him you don't like his giving your man friend the bitch eyes, and you tell him that you can't get up all in your Kool-Aid.
I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah? It's not cute. He's not like
it's... cute.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Uh-huh.
Do your Jesse impression for Sarah.
Oh, I'm Jesse. Her.
It's not like your normal voice.
No, it's me, okay. Jesse. I'm gonna...
Hey, Napier, do your gay voice for Sarah.
Well, I'm gay.
Okay.
I like that Napier's gay voice is him.
Now,
gay
do your President Obama impression. Napier's a man of a million voices.
Oh, I'm President Obama.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
thank
you. You like that one? He's good.
Yeah.
I'm a one-man band.
Napier, do your Mike Moore impression.
Hey guys, I'm Mike Moore.
All the rest of them, you do a normal voice, but for me, you get this effeminate, high-pitched bullshit. Fuck you, you balding, fat bastard. Okay.
I got more hair on my nipples than I do on the front of my head, I swear.
You should pluck that or wax it.
You're not romancing.
No, wax my nipples?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about waxing nipples. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
So,
she waxes her nipples?
Do you wax your nipples?
No.
Why not? It's kind of hot.
Girls don't wax their nipples.
They don't. Just because there's not hair there doesn't mean you don't spread some wax on there.
No.
No.
Spread some wax on
there.
No,
that's not how it works.
What do you mean that's not how it works?
You get your diaper waxed.
No, I pour wax on my lady friend's nipples.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's like a sexual thing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It's not like wax or taking off hair. It's probably like candle wax or something.
Oh, I was gonna invite you over to Pizza Hut, where we were going to make delicious breadsticks, and then afterwards I would take a pizza out of the oven and dribble the cheese all over you.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't work at Pizza Hut.
No, I don't work at Pizza Hut. I was gonna break in there, and then
you were
steal their.
Break in there for the cheese?
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of cheese.
If you were gonna break in, wouldn't you at least like steal the money?
What would I do with money? I can't eat that.
You can purchase food with money.
No, you can't. That's for
tell
whores.
Tell her that we don't need money. All we need is certificates that tell us we contribute.
Yeah, like our bananas that say one credit.
Oh, right. Just like money?
Yeah, just like money. Except
but
for the credit.
Because money's stupid.
Yeah, and they got Clayton's face on there. And if you angle it right, it looks just like a vagina.
He's a hippie.
Who's that in the background?
P.S. Last podcast was flipping hilarious.
Yeah, this one's not going to be so good.
You guys need to get on it. Did you prepare it all?
No, that was your friend's job. He was supposed to do this for us.
Well, he's in New York, so call him from New York. Do a remote location.
We don't do that. That's for people with budgets.
Oh, right, because a phone call costs a lot
of
money.
Hey,
yeah,
I
it does.
I bet you all the tea in China that she digs that Owl City song. Ask her.
Do you dig that Owl City song? You can say yes if it's true.
The what song?
The Fireflies song. Yeah, where he gets a thousand hugs.
I don't.
No, she totally likes it. She's female.
Yeah, all ladies like it. It gets their jinies wet.
No, I think it's kind of weird.
What do you mean it's kind of weird? It's one of those vagina wedding moments where you get some dude with some who thinks they're an artist and they have a guitar and they learn some tabs from the internet and they woo you with their stuff that they wrote when they were like 15 and their dad smacked them and told them, no, you can't borrow the car and you don't get $20, you're a little faggot. And then they get all sad and they dye their hair black and they talk about, oh, I hate my parents. Yeah.
Hey, is this from your snippet from your life?
No.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't borrow the car because I didn't get a driver's license.
I know.
I'd rather people just drive me around and I be some lazy little, pet.
Are you taking stabs here?
I'm taking what?
Stabs.
Stabs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my girlfriend once told me I just stab her at her vagina. It's not really like love making. It's more like beating her vagina with a salami that's made of penis.
Nigger, I don't think that's a compliment.
Well, it is a compliment.
A salami that's made of penis.
I like Mike's song. It's pretty.
Ooh.
Mike has a sexy voice.
Salami that's made of penis.
Yeah. Maybe I should play the Monster Face song.
Ooh, the
I
Monster
Face. Love the Monster Face song.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Do it.
Dear God, we
Monster
suck
Face
today.
I know, this is just not going well at all.
Who the fuck is. If you're listening to this long.
What's up, dear? You got a poop?
No, why is it so hot up here?
Me?
Oh, Napier. he's heating things up. Yeah, this is
god awful.
It's just terrible.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh, Nick's calling. Sarah, we gotta go. Bye. Hello?
Hey, nice voicemail.
Hey, it's Jesse.
Was that while you were on the show with Napes? With that Napes in the background?
Yes.
Very nice.
I heard you have a man crush on me.
Yes. It's my refuge.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hello? So what are you wearing?
Nothing?
Sit
around naked.
Yeah?
Yep. Mike, you're retarded.
Ask him if he'll tuck his penis into his asshole and say, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Will you tuck your penis into your asshole?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. I guess I've never really gotten into man phone sex. I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, but I didn't really know how to respond to any of that, so.
We played your message. We've been talking about your man crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
And when I heard Nick clapping in the background, I figured that meant the show was on. And
yep.
You were doing
the show's on, friend.
I was about to be a part of the podcast.
Yep. But you might as well be. I mean, you're one of three listeners, so.
And let them know everybody's going to watch this fucking episode.
Yeah, this one's pretty bad, Nick. This one's not going good at all.
It's fucking hilarious how horrible it is.
We're still doing it, yeah. I don't know. It's not very good.
You know what we should do? We should just, like, walk away from the microphones for, like, 10 minutes and come back.
Yeah.
Nobody's even going to notice. They probably just fast forward over that part.
Nick, do you have anything important that you feel that we should be addressing?
My top favorite topic so far is still the dildo reclamation project.
Yeah.
We can't make up.
I think we can't just talk about dildo reclamation project every week, though.
Yeah, I guess you need to expand beyond burning dildos. Maybe
we should,
I got nothing.
Did we talk about maybe burning anal beads or something? Maybe we could just do the whole thing, although we replace dildos with anal beads.
No, they were all included.
We kind of covered anal beads at the time.
Oh, we did?
Anal beads.
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, well, it's alright.
Well, alright, buddy. Yeah. I'm sorry this one sucks, but at least you're on it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Should we just call it?
Yeah. Well, hey, Nick, go fuck yourself, buddy.
Yep, see you now.
Bye.
Here.
You think we need Jesse now? We did fine.
Yeah, but I didn't. I mean, I was at work all week. I couldn't think of anything. Did you think of anything other than your letter to Quincy Jones?
I worked really hard on the letter to Quincy Jones.
How did you not memorize that? You wrote it.
I wrote it like a week ago.
You should have put it to like some somber music, like going in the background, like whales fucking.
Like, whales fucking?
Yeah, and then, like, it would have been, like, a calm thing, like, and then all of a sudden it burst into fucking dragon force.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, God, that would have been awesome.
You mean, like, when I started getting angry?
Yeah, when you started getting angry, like, dragon force just burst onto the fucking scene like a goddamn archangel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't, and you suck.
I remember when I had the argument with Clayton as to who was the better guitar player, Eric Clapton or the guitar player from Dragon Force.
Yeah.
He
he seems to think that the guitarist from Dragon Force is the greatest guitar player ever because he can play fast.
Well, can you play fast?
Well, no.
Can Eric Clapton play fast?
Probably. He's fucking Eric Clapton.
Yeah, but can he play... God damn you.
I don't know what's going on, man. Something's wrong with my butt. It
smells like burning infants again.
I want you to know it's over.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Bye. Oh.